This is the coronavirus global update on Sunday, the 5th of April. I'm Siobhan Leahy with the latest news from the pandemic around the world, where deaths in New York surge past 3,500. In Latin America, abandoned bodies are moved from the streets to refrigerators. Meanwhile, wild animals are found roaming India's empty cities. New York State remains the epicentre of the outbreak in the US and has suffered its biggest one-day jump in deaths so far, 630. The state now has more than 113,000 cases, which is almost as many as the whole of Italy. But Governor Andrew Cuomo warned that the worst is yet to come.
We're not yet ready for the apex. We're not yet ready for the high point. We're still working on the capacity of the system. The more time we have to improve the capacity and the capacity of the healthcare system, beds, staff, equipment, the better.
In response, President Trump announced he's deploying 1,000 military medical workers to New York City. Also in his daily news briefing, the president said he's ordering 180 million face masks. But US efforts to secure protective equipment have led to accusations of piracy after masks bound for Germany were intercepted and returned to America. The president said the supplies were desperately needed and attacked the company that exported them.
There's been no act of piracy. Now, there's been no act of piracy. It's the opposite. 3M has not treated our country well. And if they do, great. And if they don't, they're going to have a hell of a price to pay.
Ecuador has seen more deaths from COVID-19 than anywhere else in Latin America after Brazil. The number of fatalities officially stands at more than 300. But the government says the real picture is worse because many sufferers have died at home. There was widespread shock after pictures emerged of bodies abandoned in the streets of Guayaquil. Dozens of the dead are now being stored in three huge refrigerated containers in the city. The internet is a key source of information about the coronavirus, but not for the almost 1 million Rohingya Muslims who live in the world's largest refugee camp in Bangladesh, where it's banned. So far, COVID-19 hasn't been detected in the camps, but with a lack of clean water and sanitation, the refugees are especially vulnerable. Here's our South Asia correspondent, Rajini Vaidyanathan.
The Rohingya Muslims who fled persecution in Myanmar have already survived the darkest of times. Stateless, they don't have a government looking out for them in this crisis. One refugee had this plea. Dear Corona, please stay away from Rohingya refugee camps. Dear world, please save us.
As billions of people stay inside their homes, wild animals have started roaming the empty streets of normally busy cities. Here in the UK, a herd of wild goats took up residence in a small Welsh town. But in India, tigers, leopards, and even elephants are now venturing into town. Here's our reporter, Sanjay Dasgupta.
An elephant in the Himalayan town of Doiwala near Dehradun, strolling the empty streets, suddenly confronted with a milk vendor who was out on duty, face to face with the elephant. They both stop dead. The milkman decamps promptly, leaving behind his pail of milk.
Now, an update on the Premier League football clubs who'd asked their players to take a pay cut of 30% to protect other jobs at their clubs. The union representing the footballers in England has rejected the request. It said a pay cut would impact tax revenue and therefore reduce the money available for the British Health Service, the NHS. Some people who are willing to take a pay cut are the president of Malawi and his cabinet. For 3 months, 10% of their salaries will go towards tackling the coronavirus. Malawi is one of the poorest countries in Africa. And although it only has 4 confirmed cases, last month it declared a state of emergency and closed all schools. Britain's most popular horse race, the Grand National, should have taken place today, but like so many sporting events, it was cancelled. There was, however, a virtual alternative on television. CGI technology and special algorithms were used to simulate the race, with the 40 runners who would have been most likely to make the lineup.
Any second now, back in third, Tiger Roll anchored by the weight, Potter's Corner getting lonely, walk in the middle, it's closing, Potter's Corner all out.
Yes, an outsider, Potter's Corner was the first over the line with the favourite Tiger Roll coming in fourth. Thanks for listening and stay safe. This is the Coronavirus Global Update.